Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Noach, Week 2, Day 1. Noach did so according to all that God commanded him. So he did. Genesis 6, verse 22. What was the secret that saved Noach from the destruction of the world? Noach was a righteous man, perfect in his generations. Noach walked with the Almighty. How could this be so? Because he did everything the Eternal told him. How can a man be righteous? By obeying what the Almighty says, as it is written in Romans 2:13. For it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. How can a man be perfect? By obeying what the Almighty says, as it is written in 2 Timothy 3, 16-17. Every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work. How can a man walk with the Almighty? By obeying what the Almighty says, as it is written in John 14:23. Yeshua answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him, and we will make our home with him. The Eternal talked to Adam. The Eternal talked to Chava. The Eternal talked to Cain. The Eternal talked to Hanoch. The Eternal talked to Noach. The Eternal keeps talking to all men on earth in many different ways. The most definite way that he uses to talk to us is by sending his word through his spirit. He who is open to receive the Eternal's messages will be able to listen to them. The easiest way to receive his message is through his inspired scriptures, the Bible. Now that we have access to the scriptures, man has all he needs to listen to his voice through them, as it is written in Matthew 22:31. But regarding the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken to you by God? What is written in the Bible is that the Eternal is saying to us, those who have opened their spiritual ears will receive personal messages when reading and studying the scriptures inspired by him. As it is written in Matthew 11:15, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Noach didn't have the scriptures as we do today, but his spiritual ears were open as well as his mind in order to receive hints sent from heaven. In this way, he could receive very precise words and very specific instructions about how to build the ark, which later became the means of salvation for him, his family, and all the animals as well. The secret that saved Noach from the world's destruction was that he listened to what the Eternal told him. He took notice of these messages and then did exactly, and I said exactly, what the Eternal had commanded. This was his salvation. All those who have lost their souls throughout history, all those who have fallen to sin, all those who have failed in life have one thing in common. They haven't obeyed to what the Eternal has told them. Dear disciple in Yeshua, take heed to everything the Lord is telling you and be careful to fulfill in detail whatever the Eternal commands you to do. Then you will secure your soul not only in this world, but also in the world to come. May the Eternal help you to be faithful to what He commands you. Shalom.